Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Glenn Wollman, founder of the Angel Network. Glenn, what a pleasure it is having you with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you. The pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me.
So I've got a hell of a strong sense of deja vu. I've got the feeling that about this time last year we spoke charity, Angel Networks, but I reckon it's probably worth reminding us about the Angel Network, what it does, and charity.
Okay, so the Angel Network is a non-profit organization that offers help to people who get help nowhere else, who don't receive any other help. And we've always been about giving a hand up as opposed to a handout. Although since COVID hit, it's been all about handouts to prevent millions from dying of starvation. We are now trying to continue to educate 10 students. We are creating angel villages in communities to bring them hot water with solar-powered geysers, to clean pit toilets permanently, and to create vegetable gardens to allow people to become self-sustainable. And of course, we've still got to continue providing millions of parcels of food. So we wanted to hold a charity event to raise the millions that are needed. And it's been phenomenal.
Tell us about the event and how have you gone about it? What was your target? What have you reached, etc.?
Okay, so we have held this 48-hour telethon at the Capitol in Sandton. Mark Waxberger very kindly donated a wonderful conference room to us. We set up a call center and we set a target of 2.5 million rand. We have, I'm very proud to say, exceeded our target. We're on 2.6 million and we've just had a donor give us 300,000 so that we can go for a bonus round, and we're now aiming for 3.1 million.
Oh, that is absolutely incredible. And tell me, somebody spoke to me this morning about the fact that every rand would be matched. Is that the case?
Correct.
Oh, my goodness.
That's exactly right. So we get matches.
Wow.
We received matches to the value of 1.25 million, and so we had to then bring in another 1.25 million. When we reached our 2.5, we received another match of 300,000. And now we've got to match that as well. So it's been unbelievable. People have been incredibly generous, overwhelmingly so. It's been very humbling.
Are we at the end of it? Somebody mentioned we're at the tail end of it. Does it continue for a couple of hours?
Well, we're still going to be going for another 17 hours.
Another 17.
People can donate any time until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, that's interesting to me because for whatever reason, I thought it was ending this afternoon. So this is your chance. Publicize yourself. Be shameless.
Right.
Tell us where, what,
okay,
and how.
Okay, I'm going to be absolutely shameless.
Go for
Please,
it.
Please, will everybody who hasn't donated, go onto the link, which is charity with a D, charidy.com/theangelnetwork. And it's as easy as clicking a button which says donate. And please spread this far and wide to every family member and friend. We can't do this alone. It's only with your help that we can continue to do what we do.
Glenn, I'm not involved in that part of life at all, unfortunately, in the sort of NGO space, the doing good work space. Tell me and people like me, has it been a real wake-up call working in that space during COVID?
It's been an unbelievable wake-up call to see how desperate people are and how without NGOs, they wouldn't know where to turn.
Right.
I almost feel like the NGOs have become the unofficial government because it's left to the NGOs to provide food, to provide supplies, to provide bedding and blankets when there are fires and clothing and help people get back on their feet again. So it's been frightening to see how little help so many people can rely on or can turn to.
Oh, that's the issue when you live in a country where there isn't a social system to support Correct. Those who fall through the cracks. What you said really moved me about the fact that you generally like to be the organization that gives a hand up and not a
Right.
hand out. The situation, though, has taken matters out of your hand by all accounts.
Completely. You know, to give that hand out just leaves people dependent on us, which is not what our aim was from the start. But with COVID, there wasn't even time to think. We just knew we had to get into action and feed millions of people who otherwise might have died from starvation. So there was no way of thinking of helping people to become self-sustainable then. We had to feed them. Now we've reached a stage where we can now consider planting vegetable gardens, helping people live off the land, eat off the land. But prior to that, it was just really just diving in headfirst and getting those food parcels, millions of food parcels out to the whole country.
Glenn, I'm internationalizing this just for a moment, but when I was really shocked, when this hit home, was when I think they were showing us a visual on television from the United States of America. It looked like it was Connecticut. And the 4x4s, those fancy, smart, expensive cars, were queuing up for kilometers. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you kilometers. People in those cars to collect food. And never in my wildest dreams would I thought that it would have affected that kind of LSM. And yet this COVID seems to have done that.
I don't think anyone's been unaffected by COVID. Nobody in the world.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely for sure. Glenn, I think you're doing absolutely incredible work. I hope that you exceed your target by gazillions.
Amen. We have exceeded, but we want to exceed the bonus.
More. One more time, that website where people can go if they want to donate. One more time.
Charity with a charidy.com/theangelnetwork.
Glenn Wallman, thank you for being with me this afternoon. I hope we can assist you reach your targets. And a little birdie whispered in my ear that Chai FM did, in fact, make a small donation this morning. So we are proud to be part of it.
They made a wonderful donation, which was doubled. Thank you so, so much.
No, that's absolutely awesome. So we leave it there. We wish you all the luck in the world and hope you report back with an enormous, enormous target that you've reached.
We most certainly will. Thank you for having me.